We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, and she's moving ish around here. That's right.
Yeah. Charlamagne. Charlamagne always has his book behind everybody.
That's
that
right.
Shit changes today.
That's right.
That big kid. Look at that shit.
Miss Jennifer Lewis.
Walking
welcome
in
back.
My joy.
She fine, too.
That in look, these streets.
That look like a White House photo.
Y'all better order it. If I don't get on the New York Times bestseller, everybody goes down and auntie is over. I'll be Satan. Fuck y'all. I let me stop.
Well, welcome. How are you doing? How you feeling?
Yeah, how you feeling?
God, guys, come on.
Stressful time, right?
Not at all.
Okay.
I'm happy as a lark. I got a view of Central Park. I could just take off and fly. I am. I feel on top of the world now. I did the work. I did the work, y'all. I wrote this book during COVID. And I put everything in there. I had to get it out of me. There's not a person in the world that did not contemplate their death.
Ooh, you're right.
And I told my family, I said, if anything happens to me, because I'm 65 now, you get that fucking book out.
You're not no 65.
Yes, I am. Fine.
You lying.
And then I'm fine.
He ain't 65.
Pretty bitch. I'm so fucking pretty, I can't see straight. I get up every morning. The kids love this. I brush my teeth, spit it out, look in the mirror. I pause. And I say, you pretty bitch. Then I start my day.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
You can't be touched when you start off good.
That's right.
Can't get nothing get on you.
That's right.
That's love.
It's hard, though, I mean, in this world, because I feel like the world is just going to shit on so many levels.
No, it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you listen. It's okay to be scared right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you must be unafraid. Stand the fuck up now. Are we in trouble? Yes. Are they trying to take democracy itself? Yes. But evil will not win out. Mm. Love is the glue that holds us together. So start loving, why don't you? I said it here last time, nothing's changed. Lead with love. Come on. Before you go in any room, you see how I came in here?
You came in cussing.
Yeah. Sure did. That's a lie. Everybody know I don't cuss. Fuck you, Charlamagne. The rat bastard.
I think the quote was, how you motherfuckers doing?
How you
motherfuckers? That's how the intro was.
Get that. Yeah.
So I want to know why you decided to write the book. During COVID, with so much going on, what made you say, I want to put it all out there?
Well, that's what I do, whether I'm writing a book or not. I put it all out there. I talk to the kids. They say Kevin Hart got these chairs.
Yeah, Kevin
Fuck
those
you,
chairs.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Short ass.
Yeah, he made them short on purpose. Like, they don't adjust.
Yeah, so everybody's the same size as him.
Yep.
Dumb ass Nancy. That's a name. That's the name of one of the chapters in the book. Yeah. Let me tell you a little bit. This is the only story you're going to get from the book. Because you got to buy it. Mm-hmm. I'll give you one teaser. I fainted at the White House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And woke up the medical Marines, the White House doctor. I woke up, I went, go take care of Obama, motherfucker. All I did was faint. What if something's happening to Obama? Baby, they gave me 3 Christmas cookies and some water. You know, to revive me, a little sugar.
Your sugar, yeah, yeah.
I said, now, ain't this the White House? I know goddamn well Michelle got some chicken in that goddamn. I said, y'all go get me some chicken. Baby, they said, I saw somebody whisper. They were saying, get this bitch out of here. They put me in a wheelchair like in the hospital. Rolled me out the front gate because that security had locked down. I was the last one to leave. They rolled me out of the front gate of 1600 Pennsylvania and dumped my ass out of there.
No.
Yeah. They said, get that bitch out of here.
No.
No, they loved me up. You know they loved me. They loved me up there. Everybody was so concerned. I forgot to eat. I was so excited to meet the president and first lady. Come, I'd met them before, maybe 2 or 3 times, but I met Barack when he was a senator. Mm-hmm. Oprah had a fundraiser for him. Stevie Wonder sang. It was beautiful. That bitch had so much land. I was like, gone, Oprah. Gone, Oprah. Oh, but she had art. It was a beautiful time that, but.
Did Obama check on you afterwards?
Hell no. He'd gone on upstairs with Michelle.
Not an email later or nothing for him?
He probably never told him that a crazy bitch was in the White House. Oh my God. But you know what I learned from Obama that day? When he spoke, I say it in the book, I never heard a word he said. I only saw his compassion for the families of the victims that had been shot in the church.
Emmanuel and me.
Yes, he was so compassionate. And I have been a real big activist since Trump was elected. So,
you feel, because you see what's missing. Like, you know, even if you don't agree with everything that Obama did policy wise, that compassion
and
that
the other thing, he led with love.
Yes,
that's why
yes.
Trump can't fuck with him.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, you leading with hate, he's leading with love. You don't win. You cannot destroy love. You can't match it. The only thing that matches love is love, and it'll knock everything else out the way. If you're in a loving state.
I agree with you, but how do you explain white supremacy? Because that's been leading with hate since the day we got here.
Y'all don't want to start me.
Yes,
start
we do.
Up. I'm thinking. It's so much to say about what's going on. White supremacy. I wrote a song called Our Children Shouldn't Have to Run from Bullets. I've written a lot of political songs, and they have been effective. That January 6th shit, They looked like roaches climbing those walls. Mm-hmm. How dare you, you motherfuckers? We built this fucking building. And then they thought they were... See, they went on tour the day before to see where they were going to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever took them around forgot to tell them. Those windows are not the same qualities as the ones in your trailer. They are beveled and they are thick. And they thought they were going to be able to break them easy. Ah, shanana, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. They didn't know they were going to have to go get a police, that...
baton.
Yes, mm-hmm. And break that bitch while somebody filmed your stupid ass. One little girl got... tear gas in her eyes. And somebody interviewed her. Well, what's going on? She said, they, little Karen,
mm-hmm.
they tear gassed me. And he said, well, who are you? My name is Sylvia Williams. And then they went on and they got her address. She gave them her address and shit. That dumb bitch. She was just, you know, she was being interviewed and she was distressed. You dumb bitch. She's in jail. She got 8 years.
Damn.
Stupid bitch. Oh, they were so... You know, here's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Our privileged asses. The complacency of America and Americans. All I could vision was a few of them having stopped at an ice cream store and stood there and couldn't decide amongst the 150 flavors. Where you just get back to vanilla, you dumb bastard. But as they licked, they ate ice cream on their way there. Yeah, the privilege. That shit made me sick.
Mm.
How dare you? And smeared shit on the wall.
Mm.
Trying to kill the fucking vice president of the United States.
And people reacted like it was just a bunch of kids having fun at spring break.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. Those Republican senators are all sociopaths.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I know? Trump with his mafia ass. Soon as he got in, he got all the dish on all those senators. They can't.
Mm-hmm.
They can't go with him.
Yeah, he's not going
he'll show them, you know, with little boys and hookers. They got pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
So they can't even be human no more. Mm-hmm. They're just scared.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the new president and vice president?
Biden has experience. It's a shame he's the age he is. Because I know it's hard for him. Kamala is a bad bitch. I'm sorry. And he's good. And I bet you any amount of money he calls up Obama every morning. Poor bastard. Barack, please. How the fuck did you do this? For 8 fucking years. Jesus Christ. Do I bomb a country now? What should I shoot them? Should I shoot them down from the walls? Dumb bastard. I got to tell y'all, I don't hate nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But that was some nasty shit.
Yeah.
But let me tell you another thing. History does repeat itself. I thought we had evolved
Mm-mm.
beyond that.
Mm-mm.
We just got the sound of a black hole. We have close-ups of Jupiter. Put a man on the moon. And all we can do is destroy Earth.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You see, I just got back from Antarctica. Y'all know I travel.
Mm-hmm.
The captain of the ship was a French ship. Couldn't understand a thing that motherfucker said. I said, nigga, please. Speak Ebonics or something. I'm sorry, French people. I like y'all. But what was I talking about? I got so many stories.
Antarctica.
Antarctica, yes.
He took me to the front of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Showed me the waterline. And he said to me, Miss Lewis, I know you're a celebrity, but my crew tells me you're an activist. I said, yes, sir, I am. He said, I would ask that you go back to your country and tell whoever will listen. We're in trouble.
Mm.
The Arctic is melting at the light of speed. Y'all, we need the fucking polars to orbit. And these bastards don't want to believe in science.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb Trump. I'm sorry. I don't want anyone to say his name. Mm-hmm. What do you think built your buildings, you dumb bitch? That's science. And then let's just start there.
Let's get back to the book and everything. Well, first of all, congratulations to you for the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I got a claim. Watch this. I'm getting my star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I wrote a song.
How did it feel?
You know, it felt, let me tell you, y'all, anybody can be famous now. All you got to do is fuck somebody. But I studied, okay? I studied Shakespeare.
There you go.
Feldenkrais with Uta Hagen. I am trained. Mm-hmm. That's why I speak with distinction. That's why y'all love my voice, because I studied. I used to say nooker for a nickel.
Oh, I thought you were saying nigga.
Give me a nickel. That's how we talk back home. Mm-hmm. We talked like that. Wasn't until I got to college, I found out it was nickel. You know, black people ain't got time to finish the word.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, y'all.
Can you believe it when you got it? When you got it, did it feel surreal?
I told the audience that day, it was not the work I did on camera and stage. It was the work I did off. I went and got help. Damn near everybody in the show business is bipolar, but they don't know it because they got in it to hide that mania so they wouldn't be different out there in the normal world.
That's right.
See? They could hide that edge. Even I was, I hesitated to take medication because I didn't want it to take my edge. It didn't. I stayed in. Literally had to be re-raised. My mama didn't have time to take care of me. There was no affection. I was her seventh child, and she was 26. The hell she gonna do with seven babies running around,
sure,
scrubbing white people's floors? Have time to hold me, tell me, come here, listen, sugar, boom, boom. I didn't get none of that. But what she did give me was work ethic. She stopped scrubbing white people's floors, and she went and got her certificate and became a nurse's aide. She said, I'll be damned if those white people come to my house to check it out so I can get a welfare check.
Mm.
You remember they used to come in there, make sure the father wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
See, if the daddy was home, you didn't get welfare. If they came in there and saw you had that you had nice stuff, that was reported. Here's a story you don't know. I'm about, how old am I?
35.
No, I'm 65 now, but I'm trying to tell a story.
Oh.
I was 7 years old then.
Mm-hmm.
White man came to my mama's house to check on it so she'd get a welfare check, so she couldn't get a welfare check. He peers in the door, comes right to the front door, doesn't come all the way in yet. My mother was proper. She was not in the fucking mood. He peered in and saw an upright piano that a white family had given my mother. And he said these words. Where you get that piano, nigga?
Mm.
My mother said, just a moment. I stand there with my thumb in my mouth thinking, no, you the nigga this morning, cause you going down. I knew that motherfucker was in trouble. My mother went to the back, came back with the bucket we used to pee in, and because we had an outhouse. But we would pee in a bucket. But if you had to poop, you had to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Your toilet paper's in there. My mother came back with that bucket of piss and threw it all over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm standing there like, and there's toilet paper. God damn. What's up? I was like, well, you won't say that shit no more.
That's right.
Not to her.
That's right.
My mother was a gangster. Alpha. She fed us. Did whatever she had to do. The pipes would break in that cold St. Louis weather. We would ice skate on the kitchen floor. Run around. You know, we didn't know.
Mm-hmm. That had to empower you as a child to see your mom stand up to that white man like
that. You damn straight. She got a job. Mm-hmm. We were off welfare. She said, these motherfuckers will not tell me what to do with my life and my children.
Mm.
My mother didn't play. She taught me work ethics. That's why I'm still here. That's why I have sustained in show business, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Child, not, I told y'all this last time, I think. Not even me can stop me. I was given a gift.
That's right.
And I honored it. Stayed alive. Stayed healthy. Look at me now. God damn it.
Beautiful. 35 years young.
Yeah. Hey, take it. Hit a high note from my book. Y'all don't know.
Walking in my joy.
Walking in my joy. Who has the audacity to write a book called Walking in My Joy?
How does somebody walk in their joy?
We only have 5 minutes because she has to go. But
fuck that. I don't give a fuck about the other interview. I'm staying here because I know I'm talking to a lot of black kids.
There you go.
That's right.
Take the question again.
How does somebody walk in their joy?
Live on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, just don't go willy-nilly through this. It's called life. Look what we have, the planet. Oh, God, y'all, I've been all over the world. It's so. I just got back from the Himalayan mountain range. I saw Everest.
Mm.
God damn. Took a helicopter. I saw the base camp, you know, where they start to climb the summit.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a few of them going up. Y'all know I wanted to climb that mountain when I was 13.
Wow.
There were commercials on TV that the tallest man in the world, the tallest this, and they showed Everest. And that was when I didn't know I was bipolar. Because when you're in a state, you shop. You know, you manic. Everything's big. You're immune to danger. And there I was looking at Everest, the little poor girl from Kenlock, Missouri.
Mm.
I went to the Taj Mahal. There I was. I went to Angkor Wat in Cambodia. I went to the Grand Mosque in Abu Dhabi, mm-hmm, and Petra in Jordan. All cultural treasures of the world. We shouldn't destroy this.
Mm.
Human beings have got to be nicer. Live on purpose, y'all.
Mm.
Do your homework. Do the work. Write it down. What you want to do today? How you going to be nice? How can I be nice today? Mm-hmm. What? The road rage. The disdain for your coworkers. Mm-hmm. I told you last time, you gotta be happy on your way to happy. Don't think you're gonna get there. And then I'm happy. Oh, look what I got. No, you're the same piece of shit you were when you started.
That's right. If anything, it makes it worse.
Absolutely.
And what gives you that joy? What gives you the most joy? Is it acting? Is it activism? Or is it traveling? Or is it something that you haven't mentioned?
What's more exciting to me right now than anything is that I can look at you all of you that call me auntie, and know that the only thing I can do for you is live my best life. Yes, look at me. I take care of myself. You think this is easy? I'm in Pilates, I'm in, you know, yoga. I eat as well as I can. Stop eating all that fried chicken. Get so sick of seeing my fellow sisters walking down the street and they can't even get around.
Mm-hmm.
What, are you gonna die and leave your children here for somebody to molest? Keep your ass healthy. Stop it. Come out of them dark rooms with all that depression. Stop yourself. You go get some help. But you can start by journaling. What do I want?
Mm-hmm.
Who am I? And if you don't know, make some shit up.
When did you first start going to therapy?
I was 33 years old.
Okay.
I spent half my life depressed and manic as hell.
Did you know it was depression?
Absolutely not. It was normal.
That's right.
I cried every night of my life. Well, there were some nights I had sex and that was all right. I didn't cry that night. I was like, Merry Christmas. Hey,
you ever cried over some bad sex? Like, ugh.
Bad sex? Like, I wish the fuck he would. Not as I was. No, I was in my 20s then. You get it up or get stabbed. I wish a bitch would.
Get up or
I
get
wish
stabbed.
A bitch would bring a limp dick in my house when we were that young. What? Nigga, please. Oh my God, I shouldn't do this. Y'all, they play the hell out of my interviews. I want to be honest. But you live on purpose.
Oh,
you
man.
Rehearse it. Life is not a rehearsal, but practice living well. You can do it. You can. I did. I was poor. I had mental illness, sex addiction, molested, all of it. But I wanted to live.
Wow, did you really almost retire after Blackish?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to go home.
Mm.
COVID was happening, and I wanted to go with people I loved.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if I was going to die. I wanted to be with my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going back. I just signed a 6-year contract for Woo-hoo. a show on Showtime. It's called I Love That For You.
Wow.
It stars Congrats. Molly Shannon and Vanessa Bayer, two Saturday Night Live alumni, and they are comedic giants.
A 6-year contract?
You know, you do a show, you got to sign a 6-year contract.
Yeah.
And
well, congrats.
Thank you. I'm so happy. And the role I'm doing, guess what?
What?
They waited till I was 65 years old to make me a porn star. I'm fucking in this show.
Well, that's why you still look
it. Yeah, it's cable. Star? You gotta watch it.
What's your name?
Her name is Patricia Cochran.
Patricia Cochran.
Yeah, I put that Cochran on it. Her name, when I got the script, her name was Patricia Conkin. So I asked the writers, I said, so you never know what they're going to do with the stories. So I said, was she married? They said, no. I said, well, what's this Conkin shit? Ain't no black people named Conkin. So I said, let her be Cochran.
Mm.
And let her be Johnny Cochran's cousin. Bad bitch.
Okay.
She's a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And just cuss everybody.
When did it come out?
It's out. There are 8 episodes on Showtime mm-hmm. right now, and we're waiting to see if the show's going to be picked up.
Okay.
And I'm ready for it.
Wow.
This is a great role. It is, by the way, it's my best work.
Really?
That's
saying a lot.
Baby, I'm in that character. I walked into that character like a fitted glove. And I'm having the time of my life mm-hmm. because the environment is so nice. You know, you can get on some toxic sets
mm-hmm.
and then you can't create well. And, I'm having the time of my life. Here it is. I'm doing 15 animations right now mm-hmm. in 15 different voices.
Wow.
I got the new series, mm-hmm. new book.
Wow.
Walking in my joy.
New book. I'm on book tour now.
Yeah.
Cussing everybody out. Loving them. God, this woman stood up last night at Barnes & Noble. She told the saddest story. And then she said, it's my birthday. I said, damn, now I can help. Happy birthday. Sang my ass off.
I saw there's a picture in the book where you posted with a swollen face. But the caption, ain't no shame in my game. You said this is what too much stress looks like.
Fell asleep. Yeah. Let me show them. Show, get a close up.
We'll get it on there.
Yeah. Now listen. I fell asleep with a massager that I only put on my neck. Fell asleep and it was over here when I woke up. All night.
Mm.
Woke up. My shit. I just was like, oh my God, what is this? I thought it was COVID. I thought, you know, some side effect from something or whatever. Anyway, I wanted y'all to see me like that so you can know I'm human. I get my heart broken. I fuck up. I walk in my joy, but I'll take a bitch down in my joy too. It ain't that much medication in the world. Okay? The personality will break through. But
what do you want readers to take away from Walking in My Joy?
Grow up. Mm. Be nice. Dream. And don't drop the ball. Mm. It is hard. Life's hard. Ain't nobody promised you a rose garden without thorns. Work your way through it. You know, it's so much in that book, but it's mostly funny because after COVID, I knew the world had to laugh. Mm-hmm. When I was in Cambodia, everything was boarded up. My guide said on any given day, there were 7,000 tourists at Angkor Wat. Mm-hmm. There were 400 that day.
Wow.
Everybody's suffering the residue of COVID. So that's why you gotta be nice. People had family members. Many people died from this thing. I think it's 3 million something mm-hmm. passed. Mm-hmm. The world is mourning. Stop fighting. Be compassionate. Take care of one another. We all bleed. Didn't it teach us that if one of us sneezes, we're all sick? Mm. It went around the world. Somebody sneezed. Mm-hmm. They didn't know. So be nice. Keep saying that. Do something for somebody. I fed a lot of families during COVID. That's how I tithe.
Lead with love, live on purpose.
All right.
Jennifer Lewis, walking in my joy in these streets.
In these streets.
Hang on and give y'all a high kick.
Hey.
No, you don't get one because you didn't ask.
You still can do it?
Yeah, we didn't say goodbye.
I don't know if you can still do it,
JL. You can't do it no more.
Come on now. You're 35
now. You're
35. You're a little older than last time.
But guess what?
What?
This time, I do have to warm it up. And let me show you how to get it up.
Okay.
You can do this. And don't try to do it. I've been doing this since I was 19. I got trained by a can-can dancer.
Yes, ma'am.
He told me to stand in a doorway and just let the, like a pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be up there one day.
Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, that was homework. That's history.
Absolutely.
You don't stop. Keep training, keep working out, move your body, walk around the block,
try to
eat right. I want my people to be healthy.
That's right. Why you got two eyeglasses?
I'm a crazy motherfucker. I will lose some shit. I think my short memory's gone.
Mm.
Yeah. That's okay.
Well,
I'm gonna go do whatever I got. Ooh, I need this water.
You've left
the drink water. Hydrate, please. Dumbass.
You left us a lot of memories. We love you, Miss Jennifer Lewis.
I love y'all too. No, I'm showing it.
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I love you more.
It's Jennifer Lewis. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts.
Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.